This is Eat the Rules, a podcast about body image, self-worth, anti-dieting, and intersectional feminism. I am your host, Summer Inanen, a professionally trained coach specializing in body image, self-worth, and confidence, and the best-selling author of Body Image Remix. If you're ready to break free of societal standards and stop living behind the number on your scale, then you have come to the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode of Eat the Rules is brought to you by You on Fire. You on Fire is the online group coaching program that I run that gives you a step-by-step way of building up your self-worth beyond your appearance. With personalized coaching from me, incredible community support, and lifetime access to the program so that you can get free from body shame and live life on your own terms. Get details on what's included and sign up for the next cycle at summerinanen.com/you on fire. I'd love to have you in that group. This is episode 292, and it's another Am I the Asshole episode, Body and Weight Edition, where I'm co-hosting with one of my best buddies, Vinny Welsby. We are taking questions from the internet, maybe not questions, but scenarios where people have posted on Reddit and said, hey, I did this thing. Am I an asshole? And we are giving our opinion and verdict. There's some really horrible people out there and some people who maybe are trying. We will discover that today. You can find the links mentioned at summerinanen.com/292. I want to give a shout out to Jenny13 who left this review. I've been working on these concepts for a long time now, and this podcast really helps me maintain what I'm working towards and is a good reminder about why I'm doing the work that I'm doing. It is a very important encouragement in my life to keep going. I highly recommend this podcast, whether you are new to these concepts or further along on your journey. Hey, Jenny from Canada, thank you so much. Hope you're listening. Really appreciate you leaving the review. You can leave a review by going to Apple Podcasts, search for Eat the Rules, then click ratings and reviews, click to leave a review. It only takes a minute, and I greatly appreciate it. I see the reviews in my inbox. It's always very exciting. Just, you know, strokes my ego a bit. And you can also subscribe to this show via whatever platform you use if you want to continue to support it. You can also grab the free 10-day body confidence makeover at summerinanen.com/freebies with 10 steps to take right now to feel better in your body. And if you're a provider who helps people with body image, or if they also have body image struggles, that's what I'm trying to say, grab our free body image coaching roadmap for professionals at summerinanen.com/roadmap. In this episode, this is the second part of the previous episode, episode 291. Hello, 100 more episodes. And we are going through some more Am I the Asshole scenarios. So I want to give a content warning before we start this second part, that there is discussions about anti-fatness, about ableism. So, you know, just do whatever you need to do. Take care of yourself. There's some horrible people in this world, but hopefully we can, you know, be in community here and talk about how awful they are together and feel better as a result. Enjoy the episode.
Okay, so next story. Am I the asshole for embarrassing my friend's O-word boyfriend by making him sit on a chair different from everyone else's at dinner? What's your initial reaction?
I feel like when I read the headline, I was like, okay, I need to hear the context of the situation, because on one hand, it's like, no, but what's the context?
Yeah, me too. Apart from there was two red flags for me. One, using the O word, and also making him sit on a chair.
Yes. Yeah. That's so true.
Okay. So here it goes. This happened a few weeks ago. I invited my friends to dinner at my house to celebrate moving into my new house. And my friend Katie asked if she could bring her new boyfriend, Dale, so our friend group can finally meet him in person. I said yes. There are two things I have to point out. First, my dining table and chairs are wooden furniture that have been in our family for close to 100 years and have a lot of sentimental value to my family. They used to be at my sister's house, but she asked me if I can take them since her kids tend to jump on them during mealtime and she was scared the furniture might get damaged. I don't have kids and I just got a bigger house, so I have space. Thus, I happily took them. Second, Dale is morbidly O-word. Just fucking hate that phrase. Morbidly O-word. And then she says how big he is. And with the measurements, he wouldn't be classed as morbidly O-word. He would be classed as a medium large fat. So just some context there. Given that my dining chairs are wooden and old, I didn't want to risk them not being able to hold Dale's weight. So I prepared a different, sturdier chair for him to sit on. I've had O-word people sit on my dining chairs before, but none as O-word as Dale. When Katie saw that I was asking Dale to sit in our chair different from everyone else's, she got livid and told me that I was embarrassing Dale. I was shocked that she would get upset like that in front of everyone, so I stammered an explanation about how my chairs are old and I wasn't sure if they would hold. Katie said that I was being fatphobic and said that she couldn't be friends with a person like me. They left immediately while the rest of my friends stayed long enough just to finish dinner, and then we called it a night early. Am I the asshole?
Like, yes and no? What do you think?
Yes and no? It sounds like, again, I think we've probably got bits of information missing. What was she saying to Dale when she made him sit on the chair? Obviously, this person has got tons of anti-fat attitudes, because the way that she's talking about Dale, like, he's huge. I've never had anyone as fat as Dale in my house. And oh my God, he's just going to, you know, destroy the place. And like that attitude is really unkind. But she did think about not Dale's comfort, the fact that she didn't want her furniture broken and found him an alternative seat. So that was good that she was trying to think of something. But then Katie, the girlfriend, got livid and told me that I was embarrassing Dale. That's probably going to embarrass Dale. Like, you know, that I feel like that probably made it into a situation. So the fact that she left and said, I don't want to be friends with you because you're fatphobic, makes me think we're missing some information, because just offering a chair is not fatphobic.
Yeah, I also think like what is standing out to me now, having heard you read this to me again, is the fact that is the poster, I don't know the gender of the poster, not that it matters, but whoever like posted this, they're more concerned about the chairs than like having like comfortable seating for everybody. You know what I mean? Like if it was written in the context of like, you know what, like Dale's coming over and he's bigger and I know that the seating I have isn't going to support, so I wanted to bring in a chair that would be more comfortable and supportive. Like that to me would read a lot differently, but it's really coming from an angle of like, these chairs have been in my family for 100 years and I don't want to break them. You know what I mean? The framing of it still comes from like an anti-fat place, you know? But I do think it's good to think about seating and like people's comfort. And perhaps that could have been a conversation that would have been had like before they got there. How would you think that that's the best? What do you think is the best way to approach that?
If I was the OP, OP stands for original poster. If I was the OP, I might have quietly brought Dale when no one else was like listening and just be like, oh, Dale, by the way, I've got this rickety ass furniture. And so I found a chair that is, I think might work for you. Let me know what you think. Is that okay with you? Or I might say to everyone, oh, hey, everyone, these chairs are like 100 years old. And so I found some other chairs here if you don't feel comfortable in these rickety ass chairs, and just made it for everyone to choose if they want to risk breaking 100-year-old chairs. Because I think most people were like, well, I don't want to sit on your fucking antique chairs. I don't want to break them because you clearly love them more than you love me as a friend. So I'll just sit on the floor or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So there's ways that you can do that with more like kindness. And like thinking about the way that you ask me about chairs, like you just say, when we sit down, is that chair okay? And like, it's not a big deal. But imagine if you said to me, say we're in a restaurant and we've got a new friend coming, and you said, is that chair okay? And then the other friend was like, oh my God, you're embarrassing Vinny by asking them, is the chair okay? You're fatphobic for asking Vinny, is the chair okay? And we'd both be like, you're the one making the scene.
Well, exactly, right? Like if we treat bodies as something to be ashamed of, then we're just perpetuating anti-fatness. But it like depends, right? Because it's like Dale obviously knows he's fat, like you know what yeah. I mean, but he might not be like fat positive, right? So it might be one of those conversations that you want to have like more discreetly, because you don't know how he feels about it. Whereas with you, like I know you're comfortable with fat, like your fatness, so I don't, you know, it's like for me to be like, hey, are you okay with that chair? Is a conversation I know
you'd have openly.
We would have. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know. This person just sounds like a little bit of a dick. So, you know, the fact that the friend said, I don't want to be friends with you because you're fat phobic. I mean, she is fat phobic. I'm guessing it's a she. Who knows? The OP is fat phobic. And I bet you their own anti-fat bias has been slipping out in other ways. And this was probably the final straw for Katie. And she's protecting Dale. But maybe she did it in the wrong way.
Yeah. And I think the way that she's framing it up is like, oh, I didn't want him to sit on the chair and break it. But really, I think there's something else going on there. So yeah, it's interesting because I read it and think that the poster, the original the OP is a man.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why. Isn't that weird how my brain goes to must be a man? I don't know.
That's funny. And there was something else I was going to say about this, but it escaped from my head. So I can't remember, but I'm sure it will come back. So the verdict, people said, what do we think, Summer, that people said? Because it's an adult that they're talking about who's fat.
I feel like they're going to say they're not an asshole.
Yes, that's what people said. Not an asshole. The top comment says, not the asshole. Ironically enough, his girlfriend definitely made it worse by making a big stink of it. It's not like it's a mystery to anyone that Dale is morbidly O-word. There's nothing fat phobic about that. Someone else said, my partner is fat and he and I work as a team to always ensure that he has a sturdy chair. He'd be so embarrassed if he sat in a chair and it broke under him. Literally his worst nightmare, not the asshole. Yeah. And that is it. Like it literally those, like I remember a chair, a bench breaking underneath me. And it's such a core memory because the bench broke. It was rotten wood. And everyone was just there, I'm on the floor laughing at me. And like, if that happened to me now, I'd be fucking laughing. But at the time it was like, so shameful and traumatizing and being like, it was kind of like the final straw of right, that's it. I need to get thin because I'm broken furniture over here. But the thing is, a lot of furniture isn't made for human bodies. Yeah, so I can understand Katie wanting to protect Dale.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it would have been awkward if he didn't have another chair to sit on as well. So it was kind of like a bad situation overall.
Here's the thing I was going to say is if you are having someone over to your house, and so she said Dale can come. It wasn't a surprise that Dale was there. And she already knew that Dale had a bigger body. Imagine inviting someone over to your house who you like, come over for dinner. And you know that they're a vegan. And then you make dinner and you're like, I've got beef tips like you made or beef, whatever they were called, and nothing else. You'd be the dickhead because you invited that person and you might say, I hate vegans, like fuck them, not agree with them. But then you didn't provide any food, any accommodation for that person. Like one time, my dad was a dickhead. My sister had a boyfriend and he was vegetarian. And so he was around for dinner. I don't know where this was. I think this is Christmas dinner. And my dad just pulled out a jar of sauerkraut and slammed it on the table and said, that's your dinner, to my sister's then boyfriend, to say, like, being really rude and being like, I've thought of you and you can just eat some cabbage or whatever sauerkraut is. I think it's cabbage. Like, is that type of thing of, you know, hello, it's not like this, you know, if you're going to invite someone, at least think a little bit about accommodating them. But she did, because she got a chair. So
she did, but I think she was more concerned about the chairs.
If you've got such a big house, you should put the chairs in some other room and get some proper furniture, not some fucking shitty 100-year-old rickety ass things.
Yeah, exactly.
So my final verdict is asshole-ish.
Like soft launch asshole?
Yeah. Asshole with an asterisk of like, but it's complicated.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's the thing. It's like most people, I always think, you know, most people in life are not trying to be assholes. They're trying to be okay. I don't know. So, okay. You ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Could be the last one. We could do more if you want, whatever you want.
No, this will be the last one.
Okay. So would I be the asshole for imposing a diet on my wife if she wants to travel with me? Okay. So initial reaction?
Yeah. Oh my God. This poor woman. Yes.
I know. Okay. The story is, friends have invited me to Japan to teach ESL, English Second Language, and I'm going to apply through the proper channels this upcoming autumn. I meet and in fact exceed the qualifications, so I'm not worried about that. But I know Japan has a specific culture that looks down upon O-word people. I've already started to lose weight, and this person's lost some weight. They mentioned how much. In preparation, because I want to be accepted within what their society desires. My wife can come with me. She can apply for a specific visa to live with their spouse while they work. I want her to come with me. She wants to come with me, but I want her to lose weight with me. And I'm not sure if I'd be the asshole for imposing a diet if she's to come with me. To give an idea, and that he talks about his weight, so he's a small fat person, not really. No, I don't think he's fat. And she would be a small fat, maybe medium fat person. If I want to tell her if she can get to, and then he mentions a weight, which is a lot lower. If she gets to this weight by Christmas, I'll let her go with me. I have some rare control of the situation because I need to sign off on paperwork to allow her to declare me as a spouse in the application. So would I be the asshole?
What the fuck? Yes.
This guy, I swear, the fact he's got this, the control thing at the end, I have this rare control where I can lord over my wife that she can come and be with me, her husband, unless she decides to become a thin person.
Like, what is wrong with people? I want to say I'm shocked, but I know I'm not, because I know this happens. But like, why are you even married?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, one of the first comments, one of the top comments says, let's read it. Am I the only one that gets a vibe that he actually doesn't want her to come because he wants to see if he can pick himself up a hot new wife?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. The fact that he's like, I want to adhere with Japan's society desires. It's like, why? Because you want to pick up people? Like, who are you going to entice with your body?
I think this, and like, this makes him even more of an asshole, but I think he doesn't want to be made to feel ashamed for having a bigger wife.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. It's his own ego. Like, he doesn't want to have to wrestle with that. So he's like, if I can have a socially acceptable size wife, then.
Yeah. Oh, and that is the, like, the deep, dark fear of so many people that their spouse is secretly kind of ashamed of them or doesn't want to be with them. And I know that was my experience. I've shared on the show before that, for those who are listening to Summer Show, is that my last long-term boyfriend, we split up, like, I don't know, 6 years ago. We were together for 6 years, and he confessed to me that he was less attracted to me because I had put on a nominal amount of weight. And it was like my deepest, darkest fears were coming true. And at that moment, I vowed to him that I would become good and get on a diet and become smaller again. And I was always fat when we were dating. So, and I'd put on like hardly any weight. So, like, fuck this guy. But now I'm out of it. And I'm like, wow, he was really struggling with anti-fatness and his own self-esteem. And when we split up, I said to him, what was that all about? And I was kind of like getting curious, asking questions. And basically what he said was that when we go to work functions, I want people to be jealous of me that I have this kind of trophy partner. You know, I want this like unreal, you know, not human version of a person in order to make me feel better about my self-esteem. And I was just like, yeah, thanks for that. Thanks. I understand your motivations.
It's really common, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that will love you unconditionally. And then there's a lot of people out there that only want a thinner person.
Yeah. And I've done whole podcast episodes on this. And so if this is like, if you're feeling really triggered by this and you're like, oh my God, what is my spouse like this guy and thinking that I should be thinner, then I'll link to some Instagram post or something in the show note to give you as a resource. But a lot of times, too, a lot of times, if you do struggle with self-esteem, your partner says, I'm attracted to you. We just have to believe that they do, because a lot of the times they are, because fat people are fucking a gorgeous, sexy, wonderful humans. And a lot of people are attracted to us.
Well, and physical attraction can be, is influenced by our environment, right? Like, we're conditioned to find certain bodies physically attractive because of the way that they've been presented to us. And that's something that we can change. Like, we can change our perception of bodies and what we find attractive. And so if someone is struggling with that, like if they're in a relationship and their, you know, their partner's body has changed and they're struggling with attraction, that's something that can be changed. That's not set in stone, but the person has to be willing to face their anti-fatness in order to make that change. And, you know, assuming that there's still like that emotional connection there between the two people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing is, like, a lot of times if we do hear like, I'm not attracted to you because of your fatness, we hear that's a me problem and therefore I need to change, versus really that's a problem for them to tackle, that they're having this bias dictate their level of love or care or attraction to the person that they are in a relationship with. So for my ex, that was a him problem. Like, you sort your shit out. And, you know, he ended up going and dating another fat person after me. So clearly he fucking likes the fatties.
Yeah. I don't know if I knew that.
Deal with it. You like fatties, so deal with it. You got some problems going on.
Just own it.
Yeah, just own it. I mean, come on. We're sexy as fuck. Deal with it.
Yeah, this woman, like, they were better off not together, in my opinion, because if he, like, is thinking this is a good idea, like, to the extent that he went and posted it on a message board, like...
Well, this person did delete the post, but I managed to find the original text. So I think that person was like, oh, I fucked up. Because the verdict... Well, actually, no, we don't know the verdict, but... because he deleted the post, but we could still see the comments. The comments were that he's an asshole.
Okay. Well, that's positive.
Yeah, I know.
That's one good one. Yeah. It's so weird how sometimes people are so, like, I'm almost surprised given how anti-fat everybody was on the other post, so.
Well, let me double check. I'm doubting now myself now. Maybe the other comments were like, good for you.
But maybe it's because their perception is like, I feel like it was almost like, because in the other situation, like with the daughter-in-law, people, it was like concern for her well-being and health. Whereas this was like strictly about attraction or achieving a certain size. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, someone said, watch her drop X pounds instantly, the amount of pounds that he weighs.
Yeah.
So she's going to drop.
Yeah, yeah.
And go off to Japan or whatever. Yeah. Everyone is saying pretty much you're the asshole. And then some people are saying, there's fat people in Japan. And then someone says there definitely is a culture of fat phobia that's more overt in Japan. And that's absolutely true. I know someone I used to know who lived in Japan. They were from America and she wasn't fat. She was maybe what people would say mid-size, you know, so not thin, 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 but she wasn't fat. And she couldn't find clothes anywhere and she had to import them basically.
I've heard that exact same thing. Yeah. And people make overt comments. Like, they'll just comment on your body. Like, it's just a different culture.
So there's those other things as well to consider of like, maybe he was just worried about what the people would say about his wife. And he was worried that she would be sad. I don't think that's the case.
I think he's more worried about his own perception.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to be generous in spirit towards this guy who's clearly an asshole.
Yeah, I'm not even giving him any leeway there. I feel like it was entirely about what are people going to think of me if I have a bigger wife?
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully his wife has dropped X amount of pounds, which is his body weight from her life, because he sounds like a ding dong.
Yeah, and hopefully he got food poisoning on the plane or something.
I hope that too. Did you hear about the person who shit on a plane and then the plane had to land because the shit was so bad?
Was that my husband? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It was Mike. No, it was like they had explosive diarrhea or something and it was rolling down the aisles of the plane.
Oh, God. Flying is just so awful.
I know. I feel like that's the type of thing that would happen to me.
We should have put a trigger warning before you said that.
What about the shit stuff?
Yeah. In case anyone was eating or something.
Well, they're not eating now if they were eating.
Apologies.
They're like, thanks. Thanks, Minnie. I think people who listen to my podcast are used to me talking about shit. So you'll have to warn your people. By the way, we have Vinny on. They talk about shit and piss and disgusting. They're disgusting human.
Come for the conversations around fat liberation. Stay for the conversations around shit.
Yeah.
What's that phrase? Is that right? Yeah, anyways.
Yes. So funny you mentioned that because when I was on the panel, we were talking about like stupid ways that we were trying to get thin. And I was just like, oh, has anyone shit themselves? And then the panel host was like, you asked the audience four times, has anyone shit themselves? And eventually someone was like, yeah, I shit myself. And we were like all laughing. And I was like, wow, I'm really interested in shit. Like, this is like, I should put that on a hobby on my Tinder profile, like talking about shit. But
maybe that's why we're friends.
Yeah. Because you love shit. You're a well-known shit lover, aren't you, Summer?
I'm shit positive.
Yeah. Oh, so shit positive. I love it. You should put that on your Instagram bio.
Oh, I'd probably get a lot more followers than I have.
Yeah, because people are like, what is this new movement? And you're like, I just shit everywhere. Just fucking shit on the street. I don't care. That would be me.
Just own it.
Just own the shit. Yes. Well, it's been fun to talk about the Am I the Asshole and both be on each other's shows.
Yeah, it was great. I hope that people know that, I don't know, who, like, what is the psyche behind someone who thinks, I'm going to ask people if I'm an asshole. Like, what is the, I would just never, do you know what I mean? Like, I would almost want to sit down with someone and be like, why did you post that on there? Like, why do you want random people on the internet to give you an opinion? Like, that is so...
Because they want, like, unbiased. So people in their life will be, you know... Like, if I came to you and was like, I did this... And actually, no, you probably would say, no, you were the asshole. If I did do something assholish. But probably you would be more supportive of me if I did do something dickish. But then if I put something on the internet saying, what the strangest thing, they don't know anything about me in the first place, right?
Yeah. That's why would you want that feedback though? Like,
yeah, because, you know, because then you'd be like, oh God, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
No, because these people think they're in the right. They kind of know that they're in the right and they want other people to say, because a lot of the time they get, you're not the asshole, apart from the people who are oblivious, like these assholes we spoke about today. And they get like they delete their post because they're like, oh shit.
Well, I need to go and explore this thread further. I had never even heard of it. So
yeah, no, it's a good one.
Hours of entertainment make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Low on self-esteem. Just go on. Am I the asshole? Find all the assholes and be like, wow, I'm not that much of a dickhead.
Yeah.
Moderately better than that person. Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that one as much as I did. Gives you a glimpse into what our social interaction is like if you were having dinner with us and we act like donkeys. So you can find the links mentioned at summerinandin.com/292. Almost coughed there. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Rock on.
I'm Summer Inanen, and I want to thank you for listening today. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Summer Inanen. And if you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts, search Eat the Rules, and subscribe, rate, and review this show. I would be so grateful. Until next time, rock on.